Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Well, thank you, Carl, for that introduction, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun. Of course, Friday is the best day of the week because I get to touch people's hearts in a positive way, and hoping that it causes a ripple effect and you do the same, using Friday as the day to be extra special nice to the people that you know and the people that you don't know to make new friends. This week, we have the opportunity to talk about the second C, communication. I believe there are four C's that help us to be ultimately successful. The first one being commitment, second one, communication, third one, community, and the fourth, collaboration. So today we're going to talk about communication, and I have the privilege of having my business partner join me today, Liz M. Raymond, and she is a single mom of two grown sons. She's a serial entrepreneur, a professional business organizer, an accounting professional with 30 years in the field. She's a champion of women and a philanthropist, and Liz loves to help women entrepreneurs gain economic independence through business financial literacy, connecting the dots between the businesses they birth and the money systems that get them there, especially single mompreneurs. The message she is on a mission to share is, you have a choice whether you choose to do or don't do. The choice is yours, and it all begins from within. So welcome, Liz, and happy Friends Friday.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friends Friday, my friend.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Today, you and I are going to have a conversation about communication, and I know we've chatted several times about communication and some of the challenges, actually, that we've discovered. And actually, that's one of the reasons why you encouraged me to do this podcast, I believe, is to help people to think about how they are communicating. And, you know, I always say we are human beings for a reason, because we are intended to be with other human beings and be in a way of communicating with each other. You know, it's important that we have opportunities to speak and learn from one another. And you can't do that without communication, although there are many forms of communication today. So tell me, have you found communication or the challenge in communicating today with so many different platforms that we can use?
Oh my heavens, it is the perfect day for me to talk about communication. After spending a week with my granddaughter, who is now 11, almost 12, and vacations are still fun with her, but you know, the sitting in the car and trying to force conversations where she's got a nose in the iPhone playing video games and trying to draw out conversations. It almost reminds me of being on dates that I used to, when these guys would just have nothing to say. I'm just finding, and even it's funny because, you know what, something else has come up today and the other day where, you know, there was text going on and my text was misinterpreted because they didn't get the, I don't know what you call it, the way I was delivering the message or whatever. However, had we been on a phone conversation or in person having a conversation, they would have gotten the fact that, you know, that I was kind of joking around or whatever, and so they just didn't get the whole gist of the conversation. And so I'm really finding that there are times when technology makes it a real challenge to communicate.
Yeah, and especially text or email, because there's no way of understanding the tone that it's delivered in, or there's no emotion, right? So you can't see from a written text whether somebody's all flushed and frustrated, or whether they've got a smirk on their face, or whether they're angry about something, because you're missing those components. And actually, nonverbal communication is 80% of the communication. So no wonder there's so many misunderstandings when it comes to the text messages. And the other thing I find, particularly with Messenger or text messaging, is they're not in consecutive order all the time.
Like, no.
So you're responding to something that was said or typed out originally when they've moved on to adding something else to the conversation, and when you respond and they take that to the last, a response to the last thing they communicated, which is not what you were saying, right?
Well, exactly. And then the whole thing of emojis. Well, when I send an emoji, I don't know what they mean. I just look at what it is and I interpret it for what I think it is and send the emoji. And then I get, well, what are you sending that emoji for? Well, I don't know. So, you know what, let's just call me, you know, just never mind. Just call me. So I hate to say that, you know, maybe it's my age, you know, 60. It's like, whatever. I mean, I'm pretty tech savvy and stuff and try to go.
With the
phone, but it's like, you know what? I love having a conversation. I love people in front of me and, you know, just so I can see their faces and I can, you know, do my own expressive stuff or whatever. And I mean, it's just, sometimes it's really challenging when, you know, I get told that I'm intimidating and I'm going, well, what are you talking about? If you were talking on the phone, you wouldn't find out intimidating. Honestly, it's like, not at all, you know? So it's, and it's funny that it's just in this time, like in this last little bit of time, all these communication things with texts and emails and whatever have come up, when it's like, I sit here and go, like, I really just want to have a conversation.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because when you said that the emojis, right? So the emojis are supposed to help you transfer emotion, right? That's what they're for. But sometimes you don't even know what they mean. Well, that's my problem. You know what? I didn't know you didn't know what they meant because I don't know what they mean. So I don't use them because I don't want to send the wrong message at all. You know, so I just choose not to use them because I have no idea what's what. And so somebody needs to do a course on emojis and all the different emotions and the different emojis that can be used and for what purpose. That's a whole other language.
I know. And it's funny because my son-in-law, he goes, what are you sending me a kissy emoji for? So I'm just sending you some love. It's like, you know, it doesn't mean I want to kiss you. I'm just sending you some love. It's
like, I think that's funny.
Well, most of the time it's just, I just write out, I love, you know, love you or whatever. And every once in a while, I'll just send the kissy emoji. What are you sending me that for?
So you're better to write it out. You're better off to write it out. And you know, when you said that you much prefer to just have a conversation, I think they're much faster when you talk to somebody on the phone. You can get past all of the misunderstandings and also take time to be silent and listen, right? It was interesting because, as you know, we went away, Mark and I, for a few days. For the first day, I just kind of sat back and watched because my intention was to disconnect and just get away and enjoy each other's company. But I found it very fascinating that it's very addictive, the phone. Searching for things and, you know, looking for restaurants and then finding maps on. Anyways, it always seemed that he was on the phone because here at home, when we are having dinner and things like that, there are no phones allowed, no technology, no TV, no, when we're sitting down to eat and have a conversation. I'm looking outside and watching nature move or whatever, and the phone is top of mind for the other person. I can't control that. However, if the intention was to spend time together and disconnect, so I brought it up and it was research. It wasn't like he was playing games or anything. He was looking for things, right? But you know, when you research one thing, it leads you to something else, and then to something else, and then to something else, right?
Go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. So very, very fascinating. And so I just mentioned that, you know, it'd be nice if when we're together that we don't have the phones out, because I purposely got off Facebook and all that and tried not to post anything for the time we were away. And it was really nice to just disconnect and really have good conversation and be in each other's presence and listen. And sometimes it's in the listening where the nuggets are.
Exactly. And it's funny, you know, because I live alone. And so I work and everything is on the computer, and even the teaching stuff is mostly on computer and writing content and stuff. So I really like having conversations with people. And it kind of reminds me of, I'm going, I remember years ago, we're probably talking about, maybe about 25 years ago, when I used to, when the kids were younger and then I would put them to bed at night, I would get on, used to be called MSN chat. And, you know, I would end up saying to the fellas that I would, I said, let's just, you know, are you up for a phone call? And, oh, I'm no good on the phone. I said, oh, come on. So you can get on the phone. I still remember a few of them would say, oh my God, it's like, it's so much fun having a conversation with you, because normally I have nothing to say and I can't be on the phone talking to anybody, but I can draw conversations out of everybody. And it's like, I said, yeah, I love to talk and learn about people and everything else. So, you know, and being alone in this world of technology, it's like, I don't want to be texting, pick up your phone and call me.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting having a phone conversation with somebody and learning about them. You have the opportunity to dig deeper, just like we're doing, trigger a memory about something. And so that causes more conversation, right? That doesn't happen in texting and messenger. And sometimes, because, you know, I'm very friendly and I like to meet new people and I like to make friends. And so on messenger, sometimes I will ask a question and then I'll say, you know, I'll go off on a totally different angle and say, oh, you know, you're from there. Have you ever heard of whatever or been to this place? And they'll go like, why are you asking? I'm like, well, I'm making conversation, you know? Oh, but it seems like I'm prying.
Yeah.
You know, when that wasn't my intention.
Yeah. On text, there is no art of conversation.
No, it's just a one thing at a time, right? Mm-hmm. And that's it. So there's no way to elaborate or anything. But when you talk to somebody on the phone, then you have an opportunity to get all the answers, get all the information in the short conversation, as opposed to waiting for the information to come back. So then you can ask another question or what have you. It's funny because I had a new student here with me in my home to dance. And I was telling her about our Friends Friday Fun potluck. And she goes, oh my goodness, that is so awesome. And you know, it's been quite remarkable with the Friends Friday potlucks, because people have met brand new people, had a situation that they needed resolved, and met these brand new people and had that fulfilled, you know? So, but if you don't talk to people, how do you know what they have to offer or what they might need? So it's something that we need to continue to nurture, which obviously the Positive Attitude Zone talk cards do a great job of that.
Oh, for sure. And those are always fun to pull them out at the potlucks. And it's funny because it's interesting to hear. We learn about people's family experiences and whatnot, and we learn new perspectives, and it's a whole lot of fun. And it's great because I know for me, it's like, you know, I used to live in the city and moved out here a little bit to the country. And so I've been, you know, trying to find things to do, meet people to do things out here. And so it's great because you're potluck. It's like, you know, some people from your area, whatever, have been out there. And so I've learned of things that are going on and people that are doing things, like that lady that was doing the psychic courses and stuff, you know. So it's great because you get to learn about the neighborhood and what's going on and how to meet more people.
Absolutely. And this lady that was here with me, she said, you know, she loves to talk to people too, but it's really easy for her because she's got kids. And so the kids naturally want to explore and learn about other people. So she's able to talk to all kinds of people. But when you don't have kids at home anymore, how do you go about meeting new people? You have to actually engage in an activity or something and make a commitment to that to be able to meet these new people. Whereas the potlucks provide that because they don't have to commit to an ongoing thing. They can come once and meet people. And of course, with the Positive Attitude Zone talk cards, we are able to use that as an icebreaker and get people more comfortable and out of their comfort zone, right? And it's just really amazing to see where people are coming from and their life experiences. And this one lady is very interested in coming, but she can't come this time, but she's traveled to 7 different countries this year. I said, I can't wait. I'm not going to have a conversation on Messenger with her, but I said, I can't wait to meet you in person because I'm very interested in all your travel that you've done. And you wouldn't get the full experience through a chat message anyways.
Yeah, not at all.
So let's move on to our Positive Attitude Zone talk card question then. The question that Mark chose for you, he loves the color purple. he picked purple and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's only 3 purple questions in the deck left out of the 10 because the purple one seems to be the most popular one these days. And I know you love purple. So what's your best family memory, Liz? Is there something that comes to mind?
Oh my gosh, there's so many to choose from, but it's funny because, you know, it's been raining and it kind of reminded me when my kids were little. I think my youngest, I think he was about 5 and the or 4 and the oldest one was 9. And we lived out in Canada and they would go to the babysitters during the day before and after school and that sort of thing. And we would walk home because we were so close. And I remember this one time I picked them up from there. And as we were leaving, it had started to rain and it got, you know, started a little bit. And then it started coming down quite a bit. And so rather than, you know, trying to rush to get home so we wouldn't get so wet, I said, you know what, let's just jump in every single puddle that we can find on the way home. And you know what, doesn't matter. We'll just get dry when we get home. And we had so much fun and laugh so much. And the kids just, they would find the biggest puddles that they could go in. And we were definitely soaking wet by the time we got home, but it was a whole lot more fun than trying to run between the raindrops and trying to stay dry, you know?
Yeah. Well, realistically, the rain isn't going to melt you. And I love being out in the rain. I love dancing in the rain. And we did that a couple weeks ago when I did my backyard dance party. And it wasn't pouring rain, so it wasn't dangerous, but it was raining and it was fun. And it was really interesting how just being out in the rain and dancing in the rain brought up memories for the people participating. And that was actually a similar story to what you just shared. So it's really about being in the moment. It's about enjoying the time with your significant other, your loved ones, your friends, whoever, but be in the moment and just have fun and be silly because those are the memories that last, right?
Yep. Because, you know, even if you get full of mud, you know what? Just throw it all off and throw it in the laundry.
That's exactly what
you're for. So just, yeah. Can you tell I had boys? My boys were putting mud. Okay, just strip it off and go throw it in the laundry. So I just went, heck with it. Let's just go run in every single puddle.
Awesome. I love it. All right. So time for you to pick your question that we're going to have Owen answer for us on our next episode. And Owen is going to be joining me. He's going to have a conversation about community. So we've got 5 different colors. There's the green, creative thinking, yellow, forethought, pink, reflective thinking, blue, self-esteem and values, and purple is relationships. So there's only three left in the purple category, and we've got several in each of the other categories.
Let's go for blue.
Ah, blue today. There are seven questions in the blue category. Which number would you like?
I'm finding it really tough not to say three. Oh, to heck with it. Let's say three.
One, two, three. Oh, cool. What's your favorite thing to do outside?
Oh, fabulous. Let's see if he likes running in the rain.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, cool. So now, of course, you know, we like to wrap up the episode with a fun joke so that people can enjoy listening and wrapping up their week in a fun way and moving into the weekend. And so do you have a joke about communication for us?
I do. It didn't take me very long to find this one. It's kind of cute. So this is, what are the three fastest means of communication?
The three fastest means of communication.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Television, telephone, and tell a woman.
I like that. So true. You know, the television, you get the information, visual and audio, right? Yeah. And the telephone, we just finished talking about that, is an effective way to communicate. And of course, passing the message along through a woman, that'll go around like fire. I love it. Thank you so much. All right. So any final words of wisdom when it comes to communication, Liz, that we can finish up with?
I think what I would like to say is, you know what, just encourage your children, encourage your friends, and be encouraged to have verbal communication, whether that be one-on-one or on the telephone, because it just widens the possibilities for amazing exchanges.
Yeah, so true. So true. And that's really what life is all about, is experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learning and growing. And best way to do that is by spending time with somebody else and learn from where they're coming from. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for taking time to join me today. Thank, of course, my listeners for tuning in. It's so much fun having an opportunity to hear your feedback, and would absolutely love to communicate with you by email or messenger if possible to get things started. That would be great. All of our contact information is in the show notes, so be sure to connect with us. And you can also connect with us through Facebook, through our Stepping Stones for Success group. If you're in business, it's a great place to come and learn from other people who have been in business and who are starting businesses as well. Looking forward to my conversation with Owen on our next episode, and we're going to talk about community, the third C for success. So thank you again for taking the time to join us today, and have a fantastic week. Of course, I want to wish you all a happy Friends Friday. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page, and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.